हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू इन द लीला ऑफ कुसुम सरोवर। हरे कृष्णा। वे बैक इन 1986 व्हेन हिज होलीनेस राधानाथ स्वामी महाराज केम टू इंडिया इन द मंथ ऑफ मार्च फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम आफ्टर मे बी 17 ईयर्स सिंस ही लेफ्ट हिज स्टे इन द ब्रज went to New Vrindavan and was away for a long time and in the first week of March he came to India. He was given charge of the congregation in Bombay and then once he took over the devotees in Bombay, he said, let's go to Yatra. So I was just married in the October 1986. I was only dreaming to go with my newly wedded wife to Vrindavan, but I just couldn't get tickets in those days. And that was in the first week of December I was trying to go. I could not get tickets. And suddenly, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj declared a yatra in the end of December. So we were only 22 people. Today, 22 people means it looks like a joke, you know. Or it may be a nice dream you can have. To have a dream that we have Radhanath Swami and we have 20 people only. We are going everywhere. And we are sitting down in each and every place and the smallest corner in the Braj Bhumi, sit down and under a tree and have katha, again walk. And the katha used to be like that 4:30 in the morning we would wake up in the guest house in Vrindavan temple, attend Mangalarati and immediately leave at 5 o'clock. And then no arrangement for prasadam, no sure arrangements of transport, but one guarantee is that you will come back at 11:30 in the night. So that kind of yatra we used to have, and the 22 people would just barge in any vehicle and just jump, bump in, just sit anywhere on the ground and maybe no prasadam and sometimes go and beg at the huts in the Brijvasi's house. In Akshayavat when we went, I remember that there was no prasadam, we were hungry, so there were some huts, so we asked, can we go and beg there? So, yes, go, please beg. So we went and begged in each hut, and in each hut we got rotis and sabji. So we got all that back under Akshay Vat again. And His Holiness Radhanath Swami distributed those rotis to everybody and we all sat and continued our yatra. And one time we took some prasad in the morning with us in a basket. And naturally always prasadam would be with me because I would take charge of that. And then lunch time came and I asked, so can we have prasad now? So Maharaj said, we'll have next place. I said, fine. So in next place I asked, can we have prasad now? So he said, next place. And next place. And next place. And by the time it became 11:30 in the night. And then he said, well, then why have now? We can go back and have. So we went back to the room where we were staying and then Maharaj said, now we can have. So we opened that basket and it was all fungus. Because you know, Vrindavan, however cold it is, it becomes very hot in the sun in the afternoon. Sunny in the afternoon. We may be freezing cold while we leave in the morning, but in the night when you come back, it is always cold. But in the afternoon, it is hot like this. So all the food got nice fungus. But we were so hungry, we were just eating it like anything. So Maharaj said, Braj Prasad with free penicillin for you. You know, Alexander Fleming, who invented penicillin through the fungus. So like that, in that yatra of maybe 15 days or so, I had just come with my newly married wife and we were on Govardhan Parikrama. And we, I think, began in Radhakund, I think. And my wife just got sick. So we told the group that I have to stay back because she's not well. So they just went ahead and then I came to this place, Radhaban Bihari, at the bank of Kusum Sarovar. And I was like bold enough to ask, can I just be here for some time? My wife is not well. So there was a very old pujari, not very old, but very senior person. And today I know his name is Babulal Sharma, but that time I didn't know. And I said, he said he welcomed us very nicely. He said, please sit down, take water and be relaxed over here. Then we relaxed over here for a while and then we felt comfortable. So naturally, I used to be always inquisitive in every place to know the story. So I asked Babuji, Babulal Sharmaji, that can you please tell us a story? And in those days, I had that two-in-one. You know what is two-in-one? Two-in-one is a big box. There is a big cassette we have to put in one slot and one speaker on one side, and the cassette will have the sound. And there's a radio on top. There's a long longitudinal radio. You tune it and you can hear radio also. So two-in-one means one is tape recorder and one is radio. And I was gifted that in my wedding by Srinathji Prabhu. So I used to carry that everywhere and record it like this. Hold it like this in front of Radhana Swami and he would speak. So I had that with me, which was with me, stranded on the shoulder. So then I put it on immediately as soon as he started speaking. So the story he told me is such a beautiful story that it is imprinted in my mind since 86 December. Now it is 30 years over, getting 30 years over now. Such a beautiful story he told. So with such love he told that this whole forest is called Kusum One or Pushpa One or Suman One. All means flower. Suman, Pushpa, Kusum, all means flower. And this is the place where Radharani and her friends would come to pick flowers. The famous place, they would pick flowers, but they didn't own the garden. It was like some garden, somebody's garden. And every day they would come and pick up flowers, and it used to have so many variety of flowers. All those flowers are not even seen today. Madhumalati and jasmine and damanaka, and so many names are there, but we only hear the names. We don't see the flowers these days. But they used to be very fragrant flowers, and the whole forest was filled with beautiful fragrant flowers. And the daily activity that gopis would come with Radharani and pick the flowers. And they would be so absorbed in picking the flowers. That is the greatest beautiful thing, that they would be so absorbed in picking flowers. It used to be with meditation when they would pick the flowers, where this flower will go, in which garland, in which position, and when to wear it and how to wear it, how to give it to Krishna and who will make it, like that. So simple activity like picking of flowers was not a mechanical activity. It was always an activity with deep meditation in it, that it is meant for serving Krishna and pleasing Krishna. So as every day they were picking flowers and they were fully absorbed, and so much absorbed that what Radharani is doing, nobody is aware. What Lalita is doing, nobody is aware. Everybody is just simply busy in their own service of picking their own flowers. Like that day I was mentioning that if I am supposed to pick up yellow flowers, I am only focusing on yellow flowers and I don't see anything else. There may be more beautiful pink flower, but if I am supposed to pick up yellow flower, I am in yellow flower. That's it. That is the meditation. So like that, each and every gopi, maybe thousands of them, were simply busy, absorbed completely in their own service, in deep meditation and picking up flowers. And then they suddenly heard sound like this. But many of them didn't hear it because they were sort of absorbed. But some of them were quite alert. So they heard another sound like this. And then they became more alert. And then they realized that somebody is coming. And they heard the sound more loudly. And then they actually came to know that the gardener, who is supposed to protect the forest, has come. And we are intruders. We are not supposed to be here. And we are here without permission. So then they started running away. And some of them started running away. And the sound became louder and louder and louder. And the gopis then really became alert. They called out their meditation. And they said, Radharani, run, run, Lalita, run, everybody run. The gardener is coming, he'll catch you. So please run, leave up, give up. Whatever flowers you have picked up, you just pick up and leave. So some of them in anxiety, you know, they started getting droplets of sweat on their forehead and they were anxious and said, drop some flowers on the ground. Some of them were in their cloth and they could maintain them and they just ran away. And while running, they were calling, Radharani, Lalita, Vishakha, please run, run, run. And then everybody ran. They could get out of their bush because the bush was also quite thorny at places. So they had to remove their, you know, cloth which is attached to the bush. And they were running, running, running. And their voices were becoming smaller and smaller because they were already far off distance after some time. And then what remained was only Radharani. And Radharani was so anxious that she wanted to remove her cloth from the thorns. And she would remove her cloth from this side of the thorns and this side it would get attached. So when she would relieve the cloth from this side, and again that side would be attached. In the process, whatever she collected flowers, they were all falling one and one on the ground. And then in the meantime, she was like here and she was like here, and the tack, tack, tack sound was coming louder and louder. And finally, that person came and stood in front of her with her hands on the waist, with very grave looking eyes, staring at her, you know. She was so much in anxiety that she dropped all the flowers. And her forehead was filled with sweat. Her heart was palpitating like anything. And she was so scared. And he stared at her. And there was a conversation. Why you came here? So she was like unable to answer. This is your forest? Did you plant any tree over here? Did you water them any time? What right do you have come to come and pick up the flowers? Whose permission you have taken? So she was quite scared actually. She was just couldn't answer anything. Of course, there are different pastimes where there are different dialogues and different pastimes. It's not one pastime. But what he told me, in which he was very scared, she was very scared. And she was just looking at the ground, looking at him. She was staring at him with red eyes. And suddenly, after all the questions which she couldn't answer, he just smiled at her. And she was like, so surprised to see his smiling face. And he just removed his turban and he smiled. So she came to know he is Krishna himself. Oh, it's you. I'm so scared. Why did you do like this? So he said, today I felt like meeting you alone. So I had to find some trick to chase everybody away. So that's why I kept up the drama till I saw that the gopis who are calling you from distance are actually gone. Till the time I continued drama of staring at you and questioning you, and I was also hearing from one eye that they are now far. When I made sure that they are gone enough and not nowhere near, then I removed my disguise. So she was very happy to meet you. I was so happy to meet you. He said, yes, I'm so happy to meet you alone here. But then he said, so what do you do every day after picking up flowers? So she said, we all go to pick up the flowers and gather in our cloth and we walk up to Jamuna and then we wash the flowers and we make garlands there for you. And in the evening we offer it to you. So he said, okay, let's go. He said, see, all the flowers are on the ground here. They all are dirty. So we said, okay, let's go to Jamuna and wash. So no, how can I walk with you alone? Everybody will see me with you. And if my mother-in-law comes to know, it'll be a big problem for me. I cannot walk with you alone in the middle of the street and from here to all the way to Jamuna. So he said, no problem. We'll bring Jamuna over here. So Sri Krishna, it is said that Sri Krishna hit his heel on the ground and made a ditch, and then he dug it further and he invited Jamuna to come. So please come and fill up your waters here. So Jamuna came very happily and filled up the whole thing, and she created a very big beautiful lake of crystal clear water. So where they were standing, that became the bank of that water reservoir. You know, it was like a land forest. But where they were standing, they just happened to be then at the banks of that big pond. And then Sri Krishna and Radharani picked up those flowers which were on the ground, and then they cleaned the flowers in the water. And then on this day, instead of Radharani making garlands with her friends, Sri Krishna took those flowers, first took her hair in his left hand, took out the comb in his right hand, and nicely combed her hair very beautifully with great love. And Radharani took out her mirror and put the mirror in front of her face. And usually we know that when we take the mirror, we see ourselves. How my mother is making my hair? Is she making it properly? Is she pulling it hard and is hurting me or what? So the mirror is used to see myself in the mirror so that my hair are being made nicely by my mother or whoever is making it, hairdresser. But in this case, Radharani was holding the mirror in such a way that she was holding an angle and she was seeing Krishna's face, who was actually making her hair. So she was holding it and looking at it and looking Krishna's face in it. And Krishna was very busy in holding her hair and beautifully combing it. After he combed her hair very beautifully, he put the comb down and he picked up the flowers and decorated all her hair with those beautiful fragrant flowers. So this is the pastime of this place, which was told to me by Babulal Sharmaji, who is the Purohit of this place. And I later on learnt that he did the service of picking up flowers from this forest, making garland and offering it to Radha Banbihari ji for 75 years. That means all throughout his life he was doing this seva. So this is the meditation in this forest, that one picks up the flowers in the mood of pleasing Krishna and Radharani, makes garlands and offers them to Radharani and Krishna. And the another meditation in this place is Radharani, her hair is being dressed up by Krishna nicely and decorated by beautiful fragrant flowers at the bank of Kusum Sarovar. Hare Krishna.